This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before 6182.
With bad news, a flight is missing from Paris to Cairo. Boom. That's it. We have no clues. Just vanishing into thin air. That's where we start here on America Tonight. So they say that the search is on, but we've heard this before. There are a couple of Americans who were on the plane. And, of course, there are people that are hysterical in both cities, wondering whether or not those that they're connected to are going to be found, will ever be found, or will it be another mysterious, it went down, what happened with the pilot, what happened in the cockpit. Okay, let me give you some more details, because that's just too vague. Okay, here's the deal. So now they've trotted out a spokesperson for the airline, and that's what you do. I mean, you know, they've got to answer the questions, and the family, they have to contact them first because there were people waiting on one side and other people who had said goodbye and others that were just, you know, dropped off or made their own way to the airport. It took off. It took off from Charles de Gaulle Airport at 11:09 p.m. It was supposed to arrive in Cairo at 3:05 a.m. That's local time. The tracking website FlightAware showed the plane following its scheduled flight path before losing contact over the Mediterranean Sea. You know, it's kind of eerie. Today I was sitting at a desk someplace where a flight path had changed for big jets, and these planes were, it was like just crazy. It was like rush hour. They were just flying over the building really close where I was and coming in and coming in. And I thought, you know, we have people complaining about the TSA lines, and they're crazy, and they're saying, oh, it's summertime travel, get there 10 hours ahead of time. I'm exaggerating, of course, but 1 hour will never do you. At Chicago O'Hare, probably even a DFW, Atlanta, forget about it, LAX, and even some of those midsize airports, too, as well. So the armed forces are searching for the plane. They've got one kid, two babies, 10 crew. The pilot, because we always look at the pilot had 6,275 flight hours. The co-pilot had 2,766 flight hours. And it was at 37,000 feet when it just poof, disappeared about 10 miles inside Egyptian airspace. I mean, here's what people were thinking. More than, I mean, there's a lot of flights we could point to. But I think what some are thinking is, remember the Russian passenger plane that was blown out of the sky over the Sinai Peninsula? That plane crashed in Sinai, killing 224 people on board. And they said it was brought down by an explosive device. And a local branch of the extremist Islamic State group had claimed the responsibility for planting it. So there's thoughts about that. There's thoughts about the other missing plane. Remember that? In March of 2013. So there's a couple of interesting theories that are working. In March, remember, an Egypt airplane was hijacked and diverted to Cyprus. A man who admitted to the hijacking was described as psychologically unstable and is in custody. So now we've seen a couple of things that have bubbled up, and we see this in the aviation industry, and we know when we get on planes. It's, you know, who knows? Especially internationally in this case, but this is kind of almost, I won't say routine, but plenty of flights have gone back and forth from those two locations. Grim, how are you? You have the first word.
Just never ending, is it, Kate?
It is never ending. That's exactly what I thought today.
Yeah, well, that's what I've been thinking most every day.
It's true.
Go back to the 60s and just reverse the old saying of, you know, they used to say tune in. Well, tune out. Turn off.
Tune out. Exactly.
Turn off. And just quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I need to elaborate a little bit more on that, you know, for Dan Perkins, you know, because you said he was a Muslim expert, you know, but, you know, my biggest thing is that my research comes from the 50s. And I remember looking up on Muhammad in Wikipedia, and nowhere did it say anything about him being epileptic. Now, for everybody out there that listened to me say that, the reason why he survived and he wasn't left in the desert as a baby is because he was with a wealthy Bedouin tribe that did trading. So they, you know, managed to raise him. But the other part is that there was a special done by a Muslim student in America funded by the arts, which I think should go back to being not government funded, but, you know, beg for your own money. There's a lot of things you and I think that needs to get away from.
Yeah.
By the government. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we could save ourselves a lot of money, Kate.
Yes.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not saying they don't do good. It's just that they're being abused. And that's the problem with our medical, you know, our medical coverage. It was being abused. Medicare was being abused.
Yes, it was. Yes. Absolutely.
But anyhow, the thing is when he did the documentary, he never mentioned about the fact that he was epileptic. Now, my research comes from a PhD. Now, you're going to laugh at this. From California University of Berkeley.
You're kidding.
No. The research that I found that I read, and it's collaborated by four other historians, you know, that he collected, you know, it's the information from, as well as his own studies. And it's from an encyclopedia.
Wow.
Part of my punishment as a kid growing up, if I messed up, and my dad bought the day I was born, was a 1950s Encyclopedia Americana.
Yeah.
So if I messed up, he'd give me the A's and says, this is where you're going to spend your summer.
Oh, I love it. If you messed up.
Yeah, well, it's a way of educating me, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, well, that's kind of how he tried to do things.
Uh-huh.
But I tell you. Now, I did send you a picture of the current, what I thought would be a nice placard for the bathrooms.
I saw it.
You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'd like to talk about it because it is funny, but a lot of people won't take it as funny.
Right.
But have you seen the current placard?
No, what's the current one?
Where they just take a man and a woman and they split it in half.
Oh, wow.
And then they combine them. But this is all for any bathroom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They
yeah.
do kind of like a Mercedes emblem on the steering wheel, you know, a triad. Man,
right.
one pie, woman in the other pie, and then the metrosexual, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it brings, it does bring up those issues of just exactly what you just said, with even for labeling bathrooms. Oh, my. Grim, adios. Thanks for the call. Hang through, everybody. Some interesting stuff coming your way next.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Once again, the mailbag is filled with all of your thoughts about what's happening in this messy political stage that we're in right now in 2016, and also about a few other things that are going on in the world. So on that note, let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Mare, who says, I love that, Mare, that's got to be a nickname. Hi, Kate, like the show, been listening to it now for actually a couple of years. Sometimes I end up snagging it from TuneIn. I heard you mention that one night because I work different hours. I'm sure a lot of us, as you mentioned, have scattered kinds of careers or jobs or, you know, whatnot. Here's the bottom line. This whole Donald Trump thing, you know, I don't dislike Donald Trump. I just find it so hard to believe that there isn't somebody better from a political background, a policy standpoint, someone steeped in foreign policy with a brain and independent thought that can't run for the president of the United States and become elected. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, this Donald Trump phenomenon is kind of crazy. It just shows you, I think, how celebrity and name and brand conscious we are in the United States. Once you catch fire and you keep reinventing yourself and you get that 15 minutes of fame where you get enough publicity, anything is possible, which in one way is phenomenal, and in another way, it is so dangerous. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Look, there is no question when you say that, when you make that comment that we are celebrity crazed. We are celebrity crazed. You know, when you think about it, it is kind of crazy, but that's the way we roll in the U.S. Not just the U.S. I think England is kind of the same way, certainly about anybody in the music industry, anybody in films or whatever, but even in other walks of life when they start to somehow pop out, whatever it is, business, etc. I mean, that's it. It's the world that we live in. And so Trump has bottled that, and he's also bottled. He's not dumb. He's bottled the message that people are sick of D.C. People want something different, and the want something different, the desire for that and an outsider meshed. It's the perfect storm, and so someone like Donald Trump pops up out of that. That's exactly, you know, what happened. All right, then another kind of Trumpish thing here. This one is from Jack, who says, Kate, did you hear or read about Bill Clinton responding to Donald Trump, where he said voters are smart enough to figure it all out? And obviously, Donald Trump is going after the Clintons and is going after what happened in Bill Clinton's past. So the way to combat that is to certainly paint him as the idiot. And Bill Clinton said that it's just amazing how people are smart enough and that they will actually figure it all out. We know what Donald Trump did, and I think this is what he was responding to. I think it's what you're referring to. I saw that quote. You're right. Trump lives and breathes on the Twittersphere. I mean, if I'm running Twitter, I'm happy that this guy's all over it because his Twitter handle is Real Donald Trump. And the tweet he put out was, amazing that crooked Hillary can do a hit out on me concerning women when her husband was the worst abuser of women in U.S. political history. And so, see, that is that dangerous edge that the Clintons roll on. How do they go after him for that when Trump's right, when certainly that was the Clinton era, the scandals of the 1990s? Boy, oh boy, you open a can of worms when you do that. If I were the Clintons' advisor, I wouldn't advise them to go in that direction at all. Number one, it's not going to do anything to take down Donald Trump, so who cares? You're not using it to your political advantage. And number two, because of Bill Clinton's personal abuses, it just brings that all up. And so it doesn't make any sense. And she was actually asked about it when she was on the campaign trail in Virginia. She said, I'm going to let him run his campaign however he chooses. I have nothing to say about him and how he is running his campaign. So that's what she has to do. I mean, what is she going to say to that? You can't deny what is fact from Bill Clinton's history. So I was surprised that he took the bait, although Bill Clinton and Donald Trump have that in common, where if you get under their skin enough, they will definitely come back at you. So once he got jabbed, Clinton was going to come back at Donald Trump. All right, let's move on to another one. Okay, this one is from Kelly, who says, Kate, I'm wondering, just as kind of a different sort of email, if you have a favorite sport. I know that you are obviously passionate about politics and the direction the country is going in. Anybody who listens to your show can tell that. And that you care about business, it seems. I've heard some great interviews on the show in the last couple of years. But I've also heard you mention sports. Could you tell me more about that? Yeah, I do sports as well. I do a weekend thing for NBC Sports Radio Network. And I am a huge sports fan. I grew up not a tomboy, but I grew up, you know, where I was close to my grandfather, for example, and he would watch golf and he would watch football. So that, I think, brought me into really, really liking sports. And I, you know, so I think you nailed it. I mean, you nailed me. I absolutely, all three would be in my wheelhouse. I enjoy the competition of it. I like to watch sports, I think, for that reason. And, of course, cover sports, too, for that reason, because I'm just fascinated by what goes on in the sports world. All right, we got another sports question here, so we'll stick with that for a second. And here's the question. This one is from Joe, and he's listening to us in Illinois. Kate, I have to tell you that I love it when you make predictions with sports. Sometimes they happen and sometimes they don't, but that's just like the odds makers, isn't it? So here's my question. What do you think is going to happen in the Toronto-Cleveland series coming out of the East? Because I'm wondering if Golden State isn't going to get beaten by Oklahoma City and Cleveland is going to meet the Thunder instead, so unless the Raptors are too tough. No. The Raptors, to me, there's no way. Cleveland blew them out the other day, 115-84, and LeBron is just going to decimate the Raptors. I mean, good for the Raptors that they forced a Game 7 with Miami and got all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals, not to take anything away from them. I'm not saying they might not get a game, but I don't think so. I think it's a sweep. And on the other side of this, you know, the Thunder took that first game. When they took that first game coming out of Oracle, I thought, wow, that's interesting, because now you've got this, you've got the Thunder that they have the one-up advantage on the road. So I think they're saying, hey, you know, we've got Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, and this series is going to be tight coming out of the West. That first game, the final score is 108-102, but the Thunder down the stretch is where they took it away, and Westbrook was a big factor in all that, just even in the pure scoring. So to me, that's the more interesting one. All right, let's see, let's take another one. This one is from Jane. Jane, I love that name. It's just a old, it's not old-fashioned, it's just a solid name. I had a lot of friends when I was in college. I had three friends named Jane, as I kind of digress here. All right, so Jane says, Katie Kate, I've heard someone call you that before. I'm wondering if that is your nickname. Do you go by Katie? And I'm also wondering, as you look at the business world, who do you admire from a business perspective? Wow, that's a big question to answer as far as business is concerned. Who do I admire? I like innovators. So anybody who's innovative to me, anybody who, you know, goes against the norm. For example, I know some people don't like Mark Cuban. You know, you see him on Shark Tank, or some people really love Mark Cuban. But I like the fact that he came up with that, the idea that he wanted to hear. He always was an entrepreneur. He didn't grow up with money. And he came up with the idea that, hey, I want to hear Indiana basketball games, and did that whole broadcasting. I think it was broadcast.com. And then that morphed into something bigger and gave him his fortune, because he had a passion, had a need, and went for it. And I think in business, that's what attracts me to different stories, when somebody fills the need. For example, what's his name? Fred Smith, I want to say, the FedEx guy. The fact that he saw that there was a need for bigger, badder, better. How can we get the packages there faster? How can we make it happen? How can we move heaven and earth? And what's so interesting about his story is, you know, he's the founder, etc. But he actually was rejected. His ideas were rejected from some pretty well-known organizations. So he was an innovator. And I like that. I like people who are innovators and go against the grain. And certainly in this day and age of small business, that's what we see. Those are the people that are really successful. All right, thanks so much for all of your thoughts in the mailbag, americatonight.net.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
One day in the wilderness I woke up, surrounded and covered by buckets of new blooms of mended love, sweeter than honey.
Very excited about our next guest. Her name is Danae, and trust me, you're going to hear more and more about her. She is shaking up the music world, certainly popping out of Nashville. She's got a big college tour coming up this fall. She's got a new release called Direction. And what's also very, very interesting about Danae is how do you go from CIA analyst to pop sensation. And like I said, she's exploding. So you're going to hear her more and more. Danae, thanks for spending time with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
So let's roll that story back, because I'm sure by now some people have driven off the road or dropped their coffee or trying to figure out what I'm talking about. So take us through what's the deal with the CIA and how did all that happen?
Totally. Well, my career as an indie artist really predates my career at the agency as an analyst. I've been doing music since I was in high school, but I studied political science in college and was always interested in international relations. I lived overseas as a kid. And when I was a freshman in college, there were some people at my school recruiting for the agency for their internship program, which is a really amazing opportunity to get real life experience in college. So I applied and I got the internship, and then I ended up getting a job out of undergrad in D.C.
Was working at the CIA what you thought it would be?
Well, the internship is a great opportunity to kind of learn about the culture, and I like to describe analysts as kind of a mix between journalists like yourself and academics. So it's really this hybrid between deep research and more kind of pop culture. pop writing about something that's happened in the world today. But for me, I really honed my writing ability and my observation ability. It was a totally different body of work. But as I've been working on my new project direction that comes out on July 1st, I've kind of seen my ability to see the world around me and just understand how people work and how, you know, co-writing works, working with another collaborator on a project where everybody has their own thoughts. It's interesting how the lessons I learned at my former job have really helped me develop as an artist and as a collaborator.
So you, so as you mentioned, you know, you were always part of the indie scene, and you loved music, and you were always doing whatever you could to kind of be in that world. So once you do this internship, you come out of college, and you go through that, and it's, I love your story, how I can see how that could dovetail with what you were writing, and your, as you said, your ability to see the world. Then how did you land in Nashville?
Yeah, so I had been visiting Nashville for about 4 years, just maybe once every couple of months I would come down for a writer's week or just a few days. And that showed me this town had more to offer than just country music. Obviously, it's known as Music City, and it's known for country since it's in the bloodstream here. But over the past 10 years, as Nashville's kind of exploded, there's people from L.A. coming to town. I mean, you even have Steven Tyler, who's coming to Nashville. He moved down here.
Wow.
More independent producers. There's a guy named Marshall Altman, who had been in New York and L.A. for decades, and then he moved to Nashville probably like 7 or 8 years ago. He works with Ingrid Michaelson. So there's really been this migration because you can build a life in Nashville. You could have a house with a yard. Small things like that have actually become a big player, I think, with some of the pop producers that I've talked with who have been doing it for a long time in the hustle and the bustle of an L.A. or New York, but kind of wanted a little bit of a different vibe, and Nashville's just a beautiful city.
So for you, you know, you're running to the grocery store or whatever, who are your brushes with fame? Have you run into, like, Ashley Judd and Winona, or what's so, that like?
Well, yeah, well, there's a really amazing restaurant called Josephine's that's in a cool area of town called 12 South, and I saw Miranda Lambert there. So totally a, you know, star spotting location. And Reese Witherspoon, actually, like 3 weeks before that, I saw her having dinner at that same restaurant because she opened a store in that neighborhood called Draper James. So those are probably my two big star spottings. I've seen Hunter Hayes at like a backstage event that I was at with Warner Chappell a few weeks ago. So they come around. I haven't run into Taylor Swift yet, but my fingers are crossed.
I love that. We're speaking with Danae. She is a singer-songwriter based in Nashville, Tennessee. So tell us about your project. Tell us about Direction, and you mentioned that it gets released in June.
Yeah, well, it's actually July 1st. We've pushed it back a little bit because we're adding a cover of Don't Stop Believing. Yes, very exciting. So it's really been this collaborative project from the very beginning. My executive producer, Saren Kuruvilla, lives in Nashville, and we met maybe 4 years ago just as friends and had a writing session where, similar to any writing session in, you know, journalism or other industries, just people come to a room, they say, what are we, you know, diving into today? And I said, well, I have a title called New Direction. And he's like, I like it. Let's go for that. So we probably worked on it 7 or 8 different sessions, really honing in on the lyric, what we were saying, the vibe of the track, and used it as a chance to develop the sound for my New Direction EP, which is, I kind of think of it as Katy Perry meets Coldplay, or like Ellie Goulden meets OneRepublic, kind of this mixture of electropop and a little bit more of an arena rock sound.
Nice. I love it. Well, we can't wait to see, you know, what happens as you're going on this college tour. Are you excited about the college tour? Because that's a great way to get out there.
Yeah, I think it's really important. I mean, the music is pretty useful. Like, you definitely have to move to it. It makes you want to turn their windows down. People can actually listen to it on Spotify. They just look for Danae, and it should be one of the artists there, Directions, the first single. So I think it's going to connect with the college audience, and I've already gotten some good hints that way.
Awesome. Who's your inspiration musically?
Well, when I was growing up, I have two older brothers, and they listened to U2 all of the time. It was the only music that was in our house other than, like, some old school Ellie Fitzgerald and Frank Sinatra. So, honestly, they were a huge influence. And then there's a smaller band, but they're amazing, have been doing it for decades, Over the Rhine. They're based out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And just an amazing, nuanced singer-songwriter married couple. And they've really influenced kind of my lyrical style, a little bit more metaphorical, but paying attention to the world around me and seeing you can find inspiration in daily life. It doesn't have to be a Swiss Alps mountaintop experience, you know, just the conversations you have with your friends. That's a source of inspiration that I find, I go and glean from as I'm writing.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, you talk about writing, and you mentioned, I haven't seen Taylor Swift yet, but you said you had your fingers crossed, and of course, she's known for being a prolific songwriter. What's that like when, as you're observing everyday life, you're coming up with lyrics, how do you, it's like somebody said to me, I wrote a couple books, how do you sit down and write a book? How do you sit down and write a song?
Well, for me, I normally gather the ideas and the concepts just going through daily life and track them in Evernote, which is kind of my app of choice. Mm-hmm. And that helps me feel like when I come into the songwriting room, I'm not saying, okay, let's just write about something, but I can say, oh, I have these 10 ideas or these 10 stories or titles or little lyrical nuggets that we can kind of sift through and see which one connects with your collaborator on that particular day. You know, if it's sunny outside, you might want to use that energy to your advantage and write a song or start a song like Direction. But if it's kind of gray like it is today in Nashville and the room seems peaceful and you kind of just get that vibe and energy in the room, I think those moments you can kind of go to a different type of topic and say, well, let's look at this one that talks about heartbreak or this one that talks about kind of just, you know, the beauty of the world. Or I kind of find myself starting the collaborations in that way.
So you have a songwriting room.
I have a space in Nashville that kind of flows all of life together. So there's my piano, my guitar, my mixing station, and then we write in here, or we'll go over to a friend's house, and they often have studio spaces if I'm working with a producer who's going to build what's called a track, which is kind of all the different layers that you're hearing on a recording, and that happens by just putting one, you know, guitar over another guitar and kind of building this whole musical experience. So that often happens in a more formal studio space.
Very cool. So you have to promise me when you're playing Madison Square Garden, you'll remember me and I'll get to go backstage.
You know what? If that happens, we'll make it happen for sure.
Sweet, sweet. It will happen. Danae, thank you so much. Great music. We're going to pump it out all over. Go to Spotify. You can catch her there for sure. Can't wait to see what happens. Thanks, Danae.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Best intentions. I try to be a star.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Once again, it's time to go to the numbers with another edition of We Can Count. All right, so as we look at numbers, let's look at some of the numbers that I came up with the other day. This is just crazy, this number. And I don't know, I'm fascinated by crocodiles and alligators and sharks and people that overcome crazy odds when, you know, you hear people say, oh, that'll never happen. That crocodile, that alligator will never come up. Well, check out this story. A 72-year-old man, there's your number, in Australia, was released from the hospital after battling multiple crocodiles, apparently. They're known as spanners, I guess, or wrenches they're called, and spark plugs. You know, the man and his friend were crabbing. They were on vacation. They were just two retiree guys. They were leaning over the edge of their boat. They were pulling up their crab pots when a saltwater crocodile nudged their boat and capsized it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that would be like my nightmare. So anyway, they say these saltwater crocs are crazy. They're huge. They're powerful. So both of them try to climb onto the capsized boat. One of them drowned in the process, which is so awful. The survivor hit one of the crocs on the head with a spanner and took spark plugs from the boat's motor to throw at other crocodiles that also attacked the boat. And the man didn't say how many crocodiles there were. His boat was only about 10 feet long. He was eventually able to get to the mangroves. After a three-hour ordeal, a group of professional crabbers, I didn't even know they had those, found him in the mangroves and rescued him. Wow, and the rescuers rarely went into the area, they say, but they decided to go on a whim. Oh, my gosh. So, anyway, he was exhausted. He was suffering from exposure and shock when they care-flighted him to the hospital, and he's been released. But, oh, my gosh, how sad is that? It's sad, but how awesome that he was able to use the spark plugs and the spanners, as they call them, and get away from those crocodiles. But you see the pictures of those saltwater crocs. You know, it's like when you're in, some of you listening to us in the great state of Florida, we're all over Florida in the great Arcadia area. Great, by the way, if you ever go to Arcadia, awesome antiquing. And the same thing, you go to Sarasota. I know there's people listening to us in Sarasota. But, you see alligators sometimes. I know when I'm golfing, I've seen alligators, and trust me, I'm really careful because those puppies can move, and I don't take that for granted. I've seen people get narrowly close, and they forget because they're from someplace else, and they, oh, let me go get that stupid ball that cost whatever, and it went toward the marsh, and that's where gators happen to live on some golf courses, and not a good deal. All right, let's go to another number. LeBron James and Nike are talking about a $1 billion deal. Yes, the Cavaliers star, as he's in the middle of this Toronto Raptors series in the East, has put himself in the mix for a massive contract from the team this summer and could end up with another $1 billion thanks to a lifetime deal with Nike. Remember, in December of 2015, James and Nike agreed to a lifetime deal, but now that's what they're talking about, financial terms, pushing that. What are the financial terms, and where are they going to push that to? But that is so crazy to think about. Wow. $1 billion. Sweet. Coming out of high school, did he think he was going to make $1 billion? There's my question to you. I think he knew he was going to be successful. To me, when you have that in your head and you don't pay attention to what anyone else says and you're just about, you're passionate about whatever it is you're doing, that sounds like such a crock when people use that word, passion. But he's one of those guys. That's just it. Just like Michael Jordan. And then they're, you know, they're phenoms too, obviously. All right, let's move to another one. I saw a great story the other day that I wanted to talk about. And it's about Mars. Mars, they say, is getting closer to Earth. When I see that headline, Mars getting closer to Earth, what does that mean? Is Mars going to swallow us? Well, no, I don't think so. But check this out. They say the red planet, you know, there's such a fascination with Mars, right? So they say the red planet will soon be closer to Earth than it has been in 11 years. On May 30th, Mars, remember that date, May 30th, Mars will be about 46.8 million miles from Earth. So still a long way away, but closer than you would think. Mars is 249 million miles away from Earth. So it'll just, what happens is on that day, from May 18th, so that's now, pay attention, from May 18th until June 3rd, Mars is going to appear bigger and brighter. I think that is so cool. So when you look into the sky, maybe you get to a place where they have powerful telescopes, you could really, you know, you can really see that. And I think that is, I mean, really awesome. I've been fascinated by planets since I was a kid, and maybe some of you have. You know when you first learn the planets? And I don't care how old you are, either they had dinky little drawings and you would look at it like, wait, what's Pluto? Where's that? And you're trying to figure it all out. And you look up into the sky when you have 2 seconds to think about it. And it's, I don't know, it's just amazing to me how it all works. And when I spent time in Martha, Texas, and I had a chance to go to that observatory there and really see the planets up close in those powerful telescopes. I mean, the McDonald Observatory, it just blew me away and really, I think, brought that point home. We really are teeny tiny. I mean, teeny tiny when you think about it. All right, let's go to yet another interesting story that has to do with numbers. And this one actually is a sports story. You know, even if you're not a fan of sports, whenever there's a big brawl, you look up on the TV and there's like a news story and they show all these guys running out of the dugouts and you see fists flying. The Rangers, the Texas Rangers, just had one of those, and it transcended sports. So in other words, they got into a brawl over the weekend with the Blue Jays, and, you know, where benches just cleared. So Major League Baseball said it was suspending Texas Rangers second baseman Rougned Odor 8 games for his part in that brawl. And then the others were getting like one game suspensions or whatever, so I guess they obviously blamed it on him. It's very rare when you hear 8 games, but it was so crazy how, it was so crazy how big that exploded into. I mean, it did. It looked like a street fight. It did. It's just, you don't see that much. You might see it a little bit, but not like that. Not where just completely implodes, and it completely imploded. And again, like I said, I think that's when it transcends the sports world, because you're sitting there and maybe you're catching the news, and that comes up on the news because there's a brawl between these two teams, and that's what happens. All right, let's move on to some more numbers, and this number is pretty interesting. They're talking about these twin bombers, these college brothers who have been now charged in an IED detonation spree. And, boy, you hate even seeing something like that, right? And I didn't forget about this story, but I remember talking about what was going on. They look exactly alike. They're two guys from Pennsylvania, and they constructed these IEDs, and they were detonating the bombs at 5 locations. And you know, they detonated the bombs during their winter break from college. I mean, what's that about? What idiots? And scary, too. So they're charged with arson by explosion, arson by possession of explosive devices, conspiracy and theft, and they announced those arrests earlier this week, and both are 22. It's Daniel and Caleb Tate. You know, the thought of bombs exploding around us and creating that kind of fear, And they are, what they did was, they bombed a mailbox in a wooded area, they bombed an Amish phone shed, and they went after some other places where they were setting up. I mean, luckily, no people were in any of the buildings when the blasts happened. It was early, early morning hours. And listen to this. I mean, one goes to Belmont University. The other one goes to Pepperdine University in California. Now they're going to live to regret that because, they've got surveillance footage on them. They've got everything you could possibly want to prove all this. And it's not just firecrackers, so they can't say, oh, that was just silly little pranks. That's not going off as silly little pranks. They're going to pay the price for that. And stupid. Or what was the reason behind that? Doesn't make any sense. All right, it's all about the numbers, and we just wrapped up the numbers in another edition of We Can Count. Was I just on the-
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G. G2.0, truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.